giving our cat subcutaneous fluids. When we moved from Boston to Phoenix, we brought our cat with us. After about a year and a half, he disappeared, probably because of a coyote. 2 weeks later, our friend Dan Lentz phoned and said, "There are two cats up near my place up here. Would you like them?" We thought about it, and we said, "No, right now we are still missing the other cat." A week later, he called and said, "There's now only one cat here." So we drove up, we looked at the cat, and we brought him down. On the trip down, this cat made the most incredible yowling that I've ever heard in my life from a cat. It did give birth to his name, which is Quiet, as in a verb. And this past June, we came back from a trip, and the cat was very sick. He was gaunt. He was meowing constantly. We were very concerned. We took him to the vet. They did tests and said he has advanced kidney disease. They treated him, and then we had to begin giving him subcutaneous fluids beneath his skin using a needle. You pick the fur up in back of the shoulders and plunge the needle in and drain in about 100 milliliters of what's called lactated Ringer's solution. Oddly, he never made a sound during this process, but sometimes he didn't like it and would just leave. Giving our cat subcutaneous fluids. Microscopes from and microphones. We brought our cat with
when
us.
When I was about 13,
after about a year and a half, he disappeared.
Bar mitzvah.
I asked for a microscope. 2 weeks later,
I decided I wanted to take pictures through and said,
the microscope, and I put a rangefinder camera atop the eyepiece, set it to infinity,
about it,
began to experiment and, with different f-stops. And
we
exposure
said, no,
time.
Right now we are still missing the other cat.
I took a lot of black and white photos. I took a lot of slides.
Now only one cat
I was photographing
here.
Things like
so we drove
human
up,
hair.
We looked at
dog
the
fur, the surface of coins,
on the trip
crystals,
down,
sugar, salt.
This cat.
I love doing this.
The most incredible yowling that I've ever heard.
I entered a lot of science fairs,
and
it did give birth to his name,
I was,
which is Quiet.
Very clear that what I was
working with was
taking small objects.
This past
and make
June,
them appear larger.
We came back from a trip.
When I began to make
my
own
microphones,
he was gaunt.
He was
it was very clear
way.
After a while that what I was doing
we
was
we took
making
back.
Small sounds.
They did tests
larger.
And said he has.
I was really focused on working with contact
devices.
And with the contact mic,
they treated
like a piezo disc,
and
or
then we had to begin
a phonograph needle.
Him subcutaneous fluids
I could take
the
small sound and make it large
using a needle.
I came upon
the
realization
the
that
the shoulders,
when
and
you say
the
word
in,
microscope,
and drain in,
everybody
about
100
knows milliliters of
you're making a small object larger
solution.
But when someone says
oddly,
the word microphone,
sound,
they are focused
process,
on this cultural object that I'm speaking into, or that the singer holds in their hand, and they don't even think about making a small sound larger.
Giving our cat subcutaneous fluids.
Since about first grade
and
microphonics,
I was sent about every other
when
year
I was
to
about
speech
13,
therapy classes
about a year and a half
for my,
because of my stutter.
I guess at first this was really annoying, and I felt
later,
embarrassed about it. But as years
went
on, and I began to realize that
I was learning to listen in a very different
set
way.
Set it to infinity. About it,
began to experiment with different f-stops and exposure
said, no,
time.
Right now,
for example,
we are still missing.
If somebody else were to stutter,
I took a lot of.
I could hear it instantly.
I took a lot of.
There
slides,
are many different kinds of stutters,
like
so and
human
I could just
look at the
dog for. Pick up anybody's stutter
coins,
and the way that people began to
sugar,
cover
salt,
over their stutter.
I love doing this.
I became really adept at this and used a lot of kind words. And this is
give birth
quite
to
I was common for a very
people who
stutter.
I was working with was
taking
and,
small objects.
Later,
I began
to
think that, well, you know,
came back from a trip,
in fact, stuttering is something similar to hearing something twice,
or three, or four times.
It was very clear after a while.
So,
in a way,
it
mimics making a small tape delay, doesn't it?
I was really focused
on a reverb unit,
contact devices,
and I became skilled at listening to the sounds in between
stuttering,
which really helped me when I was editing sound. I could take the small sound and make it large. Even when I would be editing tape,
I came upon the realization
I would take the tape and make the mark on it,
say
and I could turn the tape
and
find the spot in between the words
making a small object
and
larger.
Take the razor blade and splice the tape.
But when someone says
oddly,
the word
when I began to use computers for
this
cultural it became even easier to cut
or that
and listen to
the
spaces in
and
between
they don't even think
about
words.
Making a small sound larger. Nuclear sites in America. Trinity site, which is
I was
in
Santa Fe,
New Mexico, is where the first atomic bomb was exploded on the planet. I guess at first, twice a year, they open up the site to visitors. But usually in April and October, I began to realize that. I was learning to listen.
We decided to go to one of these open houses
and were told, get there early. We arrived about 6 o'clock in the morning, and there was already a queue of about 20 cars or so. There are many different kinds
of
parking lot, and walked to Trinity site
for
pick up anybody's stutter. And the way the
Trinity
site is about cover. Over there, maybe 300
this.
Feet.
I became
in
really
adept diameter and surrounded by science fairs,
chain link fence.
This is
give birth
quite
to
I was common
and
for a very
people
we'd all been warned. Well, you shouldn't pick up
taking
the small glass beads you see
later.
I began to think that
they're
probably still ever so slightly
stuttering
to something similar to hearing something twice.
Or three, or
I recorded sounds from the fence, so in a way it mimicked
a
glass slide before I
delayed
it. And I plunged
I
it into the earth
unit,
with a piezo disc,
and
so that
I could
hear the wind
going over the
skills
of
listening to the sounds
the
in between stuttering,
or
which really
there were many people
speaking,
editing,
just
like
kind of impromptu. Even when people were praying, people were singing, I would
really
take the tape and make the mark on it,
and
I could turn the tape.
And
one other site that I visited
between the words
was Yucca Mountain. Take the razor blade and splice.
Yucca Mountain
was to be the nuclear waste repository
for
the United States. It became even easier. You could not go there via open house. You had to
make the arrangements
through the Bechtel Corporation.
Larger.
They were the ones who were doing the dig there. The site is incredibly impressive. If you could imagine a 30-foot diameter hole that goes into the mountain for about 1.2 miles, and then it makes a sharp left turn and goes up another 2 miles, and then it exits the mountain about a mile later. Off the middle area is where the waste was to be very deep into the earth. It was discovered that water was collecting in this site in what they thought were the safest areas that contained the isotope chlorine-36. This isotope had never been on the planet until the first hydrogen bombs were exploded in the Pacific. One of the reasons Yucca Mountain is now closed is that it took water only 50 years to get there, and this site was supposed to be safe for 10,000 years.
sounds that have sites delighted America and surprised me. Since about first grade, Trinity site, which is
when I wrote in Avalon Gamelon, New Mexico, where
the first there were two versions started. I did the concert version for I guess at first twice a year, then about a year later, I felt embarrassed to visitors
wrote the common version, which is for
and October,
about 20 to 25 bicycles with riders.
I was learning to
each bicycle decided to go with one of these open houses.
Small pickup
were told I'd get there early.
A small battery-powered amplifier.
We arrived about 6 o'clock in the morning,
and a small loudspeaker.
There was already a queue of
about 20 cars. Something to pluck the spokes when the bikes
on many different
kinds
of
parking lot.
This piece was first
done at UMass Boston
in 1978,
and the way the Trinity site is
wired out is covered
in the middle of a plaza.
300 feet,
a bunch of academic
really diameters
and surrounded by
science.
When all 20 bicycles took off,
I could not believe the sight.
I was common
and
we'd all been
I would describe it as just
taking
this
small
wonderful,
moving,
musical sound field
that probably still
reverberated off the buildings.
You were hearing something
twice.
Another sound
I recorded
sounds
from the fence.
So in a way,
it
made a glass slide
was
one I made from Amplify
and
I plunged it into the earth
with a piezo disc.
I bought the
Amplifors
at a surplus gift.
Listening to
they were 100 hertz,
not meant for music, but meant for
really
there were many
physics
labs
editing.
Just
kind of
when I tried to get the sound from the fork
onto a piezo disc
or through a piezo disc,
mark on it,
turn the
weight of the fork was too much,
and
the sound just overwhelmed Yucca Mountain.
Take a piezo
disc. Yucca Mountain
was to be the nuclear waste repository.
You took a look at the fork and I decided to try something out.
You could not go
there via
the
I drilled a hole in the top of the fork
through the
took a harpsichord wire
operation.
Passed it through the fork
the ones who were doing
and
the dig
soldered it to a piezo.
The sight is incredibly impressive.
When I struck the fork, there was this huge sonorous
that goes into the
sound
for about 1.2
totally unexpected.
And
it was very deep.
Then it makes a sharp left
very resonant,
and goes up another 2 miles.
Rich in harmonics,
and
I noticed that as the fork turned and twisted on the end of the wire,
later,
off
the harmonics
middle,
continuously changed.
You know, area is where the
this
waste
was
to be.
I finally figured out
a very
a Doppler
shift
earth.
Occurring within
it
the metal.
It was discovered that.
Water
the piece became
a kind of a signature
in
sound for
what they
me
were the safest
of
areas
things
that contained
nuclear,
the isotope
because
nuclear
36.
Is controlled resonance.
This isotope
and this
had never
this resonance
been on
was very deep
until the
first
time
uncontrolled
in the Pacific. One of the reasons Yucca Mountain is now closed is that it took water only 50 years to get there, and this site was supposed to be safe for 10,000 years.
Sounds
of
spider
web
delighted
America
and surprised me.
Since about
first grade
in the
1980s,
which is
when I
worked
in
Avalon Gamelon,
New
Mexico,
wind
tires.
The first
there were two
versions
started.
The
wind concert version
can be made
from
first
different
kinds
of
string.
The
yoke
later
side
it
can
be made
from
the
branches
that have been stripped of
leaves.
About
20
to 25
bicycles
become
longer.
I made from
the bicycle.
Decided
to
go with
one
of these
open
boats.
Small
pickup
were told.
What
I would
do
is
take
a small
take
the
cord,
arrived
about
6
o'clock
in the morning,
attach it to
small
arms.
There
was
already
an object,
and
attach that
to
a piezo disc.
On
many
different
kinds
of stars.
The
wind,
when it blows
over
the cord, does the same thing
as
if
and you
drag
a
bow
over
a
wired
piece
cover.
It causes
the vibration
300 feet,
a bunch
of
academic
diameters
and surrounded
by ice.
When
all
20
bicycles
took
off,
I could
not believe the
sight.
I was
common.
I used to like to watch spider
web
describe it
as,
and I noticed that if,
for example,
an insect landed on the web,
the
spider would immediately rush over
and
do what it had to do for its next meal.
I recorded sounds from the stems. I recently bought a spider web, and dropped it onto the spider web. I recently bought a spider web, and dropped it onto the spider web. After working with large pieces of hay that I was weaving into what I would call a very large screen. I would hang these from rope and listen to the wind blowing over them. It was very deep. I put one on a gate at night one time. Next morning I came out and there was this huge web woven between the gate and the hay continuously changed. Is where the this waste was. I took a piezo disc, attached it to the hay, and left the end loose. The next morning the spider had woven its web directly to the piezo disc. I could hear the sound of the web as the wind blew over it, but I never saw the spider because it was nocturnal. One of the reasons Yucca Mountain is now closed. I did notice that even though I was recording the spider web, I was also recording the sound of the hay. For 10,000 years. So this proved the Heisenberg uncertainty principle, that you can't record at a place without interfering with that recording. Sounds of spider webs in America. Notation and the physicality of sound. In the 1980s, for a lot of the instruments that I made, I've been wanting to find ways to notate them so that other people could play the works to stream. It can be the concert version for traveling animals. I was using some very complicated polyrhythms. And I knew that I would have difficulty finding people skilled enough to be able to read the music and play this piece and attach it to an object. After thinking about it for a while, I decided I would try to set a tempo for the wheel. If one spun the wheel at a given tempo, say, one revolution every 2 seconds, you could notate the spaces on the spokes where the wheel should be hit, and this should match somewhat closely the music notation. The spider would immediately, using this system, I was able to have persons who could not read music play the piece, including junior and senior high school students and some dry drafts. For another piece, the changing states, I was using a small blowtorch to heat different kinds of metal, which had been very highly amplified. The spider web was really a wind. I decided I would try to make this into a kind of choreographer, and if I could notate how one is a disc torch over the spider web, one could notate, so I was not able that piece work successfully. This seemed to work fine, and within reason, the piece sounds the same every time. Later I realized that, in fact, when we look at a piece of music notation for those of us that can read, it's the same thing. It's telling you what to do. I put one on a gate physically to produce sound. Next morning, it tells you where to put your hands, how to bow and or how to blow an instrument. We have abstracted this into a calling it music notation,
attached it to the hay,
and left it, or realizing that it's just telling us something to do. But it's like woven its web directly to the piezo disc. I could hear the sound of the web, as the wind blew over it, but I never saw the spider because it was nocturnal.
One of the reasons Yucca Mountain is now closed.
I did notice that even though I was recording the spider web, I was also recording the sound of the hay.
For 10,000 years.
So this proved the Heisenberg uncertainty principle, that you can't record at a place without interfering with that recording.
Sounds
of spider web,
light America.
Notation and the physicality of sound. In the recording places that are
a lot of the instruments to history,
I've been wanting to find ways to notate them so that other people could play the works. In 1989, Monica and I went to Chile to work on a piece about Carlos Desaparecido. And we had plans to exhibit this in Chicago at the 1989 Spanish International Conference. And after thinking about it for a while, a lot of the recording that I was using with video in Santiago was more, shall we say, documentary-like. One day we decided to rent a car
at a given tempo
and drive east.
One revolution every.
As we drove toward the border
with
Argentina, and at some point we probably entered Argentina because the road wasn't marked very well, and there were no guards or anything.
The music notation, the spider would.
I remember passing a shabbat where there were a lot of goats roaming free.
Play the piece.
There was a fence, and well beneath the fence, down about maybe 50 feet, there was a river. The goats were walking through this hole in the fence, and they were
kinds of metal which had been very
highly amplified. So I got out and recorded some video and sound of goats walking through the fence. Then I put a piezo disc into the fence and recorded that sound
over the object.
One could hear the wind sighing over the fence and the metal kind of rubbing against
the work
fine. And within reason,
the piece sounds the same.
A few years later, when we were in Amsterdam,
later I realized that
we had decided already to begin to work on a piece. That was a link between Manzanar, the Japanese American internment camps, and physically some part of the Holocaust.
It tells you where to put
you wanted to do this because we knew that a Japanese American soldier had helped to liberate Dachau while their families were in camps in the U.S. When we got to Dachau, I found that the place had been very, I guess the best word to use would be sanitized. The barracks were all nice and neat. One could see the former foundations of the barracks, but there were some barbed wire fences that were extant.
So this proved
I put the piezo onto the barbed wire fence, and some of the plants that were there blew against the fence, and cars driving by could be heard vibrating the fence. For me, these fences had witnessed all that had happened there, and I was recording what these fences had witnessed.
Sounds of spider web,
light America. Notation and the physicality of sound. In the recording places that are
a lot of the instruments to history.
I've been wanting to find ways to notate them so that other people could.
In 1989,
we went to Death Valley
on
our way to Manzanar, about Carlos Desaparecido. and we had plans to exhibit this in Chicago.
I wasn't sure what I would
We tried to record in Death Valley, but we did go to a spot called Badwater, which is the lowest spot in the Western Hemisphere.
A lot of the recording was below sea level.
Video in Santiago
was more.
This area is a great salt flat. And when you park your car, you can walk out for about a mile or so
into the salt flats.
One revolution every as we drove toward
we
the
walked
waters,
out. I had two very long wires with me.
And at some point, I embedded the intertubes
because the road wasn't
discs
into the salt, and there were no guards.
And I started to walk toward the west.
I remember passing about Panamint Mountains,
where there were a lot of goats roaming free.
As I approached the first disc,
when I played it back, I could hear the crunch of the salt
becoming louder, maybe 50 feet.
There was a river.
The other disc was about maybe 30 to 40 feet
through the
further away, and as I walked,
different kinds of metal
west,
I
could hear that crunch becoming louder.
So I got out.
I did two more walks here.
I just saw a video
and was very happy
with the walking through the fence.
Then I put it
in 2002.
I was diagnosed and recorded
prostate and lung cancer.
One could hear the wind sign over the fence
and the metal.
So over the course of about 6 months, I underwent four major surgeries.
A few years later,
when I began to recover more fully in 2008,
ready to begin to work on
I decided I wanted to go back to Death Valley.
It was a link between
Manson. The first trip there was maybe in 2004,
and
I went back to Badwater and recorded at about the same site,
so we knew that a Japanese-American soldier,
after returning to Phoenix,
while their families were home,
I didn't think much about it.
When I was not to death, I was
terribly overjoyed with the footage.
I found that the place
had a dream later, and I dreamed that I was taking large needles
and amplifying them
and plunging them into the salt flats
to take the biopsy of the earth.
One could see the former.
At that point, I decided I'm going to go back and record
but there each were, of the 12 months
some barbed wire fences that were extant.
So I've been to Death Valley probably about 20 times
and have recorded each time.
They're blue against the fence.
The most mysterious spot is called Playa Racetrack,
which is a large
for me,
former seabed.
Witnessed all that
water collects and
and after it evaporates,
it's left a series of hexagonal shapes in the clay. Rocks are blown about on the surface of this place because the clay is very slippery. No one's ever seen the rocks move, but you can see their trails in the clay.
Notation and the physicality of sound.
In 2003, after hearing this,
my doctor told me
you should probably get a hearing aid for that left ear.
In 1994,
in 1989,
your understanding of Leland's death
is not so good on the
test.
To man, we
think it will help.
Furthermore, if you do this when you're young,
I wasn't sure what I
much
less of a problem
with families
and people who wait
back on its 2 inches,
the lowest.
So I got the hearing aid,
and it was the kind that
looks like a little bit below
a plug, and you put it into your ear.
And
yes, it really helps.
This area is a great salt flat.
And
about
2 or 3 years
walk out for
later,
the hearing aid was no longer terribly effective.
We walked out.
I had two hearing tests.
They said, well, you should try this.
And at some point,
it fits behind the ear.
There's a small loudspeaker
to the top of the hearing aid.
And I started to walk toward
a hollow tube that
then
snakes into your ear canal,
where there were a lot of goats roaming free.
As I approached the first disc,
this was when I really hear the crunch of the sulfur battery around 50 feet. There was the next hearing aid test. The other test was about maybe 30 to 40 feet from your hands. As I walked, I did west. I reasoned that crunch bat louder. So I got out. I did two more walks.
I had damaged my ears when I was younger.
Very happy with the walk.
When I was about 18, I was working with my family's tire store. I used to record it. We also kept tires there and change truck tires and those kinds of things.
So over the one day to 6 months, I noticed the air gun next to me was hissing.
I bent a few years later
over to disconnect.
When I began to recover,
at that moment it exploded
about 4 inches from my ear.
I decided I wanted to go back to death.
I couldn't hear anything.
The first experience was maybe in 2004.
I went to the doctors, and the doctor told me,
well, you'll probably get your hearing at about the same size.
But we won't really know for about 3 or 4 days.
After returning to Phoenix,
just go home and rest
while their families
and
were
so my hearing came back.
When I used to,
I didn't work much about
in the electronic studio.
I would routinely check my hearing,
but I had a dream
by playing high sine waves and seeing how high that I was taking.
I could hear up to about 19,000 hertz.
And then it began to trail off as I got older.
And I thought, okay, I know this is supposed to happen.
At that point, I decided
this past May, each
I got a 12-month
some new kind of hearing aid. That
were I got two of them.
So I've been to Death Valley.
These were also
probably
a year
20 times.
But instead of having a hollow tube
recorded each time,
the blue against the fence,
a small plug that goes into the ear canal
is called
I have an actual transducer,
which is a large
that goes into the bed.
All that
water collects.
These are really great because they don't feed
after you vacuum crank them and hear stuff.
It's left a series
quite well
of hexagonal shapes.
But I've noticed that they don't translate
rocks
music
blown about on the surface of this
terribly
place.
Well. So when I'm working now editing,
slippery.
I very often the rocks move,
make
but you can see
a transition
in the clay.
And I will try to listen as best I can, but I may often need to use to look at a sonogram or a picture of the sound to see what parts of the sound I can no longer hear.